Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Is there some progress you made this year, Dee, that you surprised? That's a
So I'm sure Claudia can relate to boundaries being a Pisces person.
Oh my God, that was the next one. I swear to God, I want to show you. I wrote value, time, discipline, boundaries.
Oh, boundaries are like such a hard thing for me. Like being a Pisces person, you want to just dissolve boundaries. We're all one. Like sing kumbaya and all get along and support each other. But realizing, oh, these people like are family, but do not have my best self in mind, or like not supportive, or like are not reciprocating those cool ass vibes that I'm emitting, and like cutting people off is the hardest fucking thing in the fucking world, to cut family off. Like that, it's so hard. And it's something that I did, you know, towards the end of 2019, beginning of 2020. And now here I am a year later, like, you know, it's weird how some relationships don't completely drain me of my life force entirely when I'm around them. I like being around these people that I've decided to, like, you know, keep relations with, like build more strong relations with. Like, oh my God, I actually feel energized around these people. I don't feel totally stressed out, totally depressed, and like frustrated.
Okay, everybody, Dee is talking about me and Claudia.
You and Claudia definitely are part of that, finding like the community of astrologers that you're
that
building.
Was my
like,
other
oh,
one
shit, that I was can, my other like, word fucking say whatever, I can talk about conjunctions and they know what the fuck I mean. Like, yeah. Other people are like, what the fuck is a conjunction? Like, what are you talking about, Dee?
Weirdo.
So yeah, that's part of this, like building relationships with people that like are good to you, like, and you're good to them. And it's a give and take. It's not one-sided. It's amazing to me. Like, oh, not every relationship is one-sided. That was like a oh shit moment. Like, I actually enjoy my relationships now. Cause first it's about, I lost my family, my immediate family, my blood family. And not like because they cut me off, I cut myself off from them. Like it was totally my decision.
Which is a difference.
It still fucking hurts though. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. I want to be able to talk to them so bad. I want to be able to be around them, but just being close to them gives me stress.
But what I mean by difference is, it's a difference from being kicked out as the outcast and you saying, hey, I don't really want to be involved with you guys. That's the difference, you know.
Fuck with y'all no more.
Yeah, pretty much. Easy. Hey man, I to be honest with you, Dee, we talked about programming earlier, and we somewhere in our programming we learned that we must, just because people are in our family, that we've got to hang out with them and tolerate this person and be with.
Definitely. I have found like other familial ties with like cousins and aunts and stuff like that, who are supportive and that I feel energized around and that I feel positive from the experience of being with them. And that's just, yeah, like you were asking, like, what did I learn for 2020 is like, some relationships are, you know, they fill you up. They don't always drain you. I'm learning to focus on those more, and I'm seeing the benefits from it.
I have a question.
And that's something that just snuck up on me, that I wasn't like, need to track my progress. I was just depressed all the time and crying, kicking and screaming, like Claudia said.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are all family members blood members, blood relatives?
No, and that's what I'm learning.
Well, that's why I asked you that question. I wanted to see what you were going to say.
I don't know. I have a really weird relationship with people in general. Like, I'm learning more about like my social anxieties and just generally not trusting people at all because of my programming, and learning when it's okay to let your wall down and let people in, and when to, you know, realize someone as, like, see them as a threat or a danger. Instead of always having that wall up, everyone's a threat, everyone's a danger, no one's gonna look out for me. I have found like my own family with my spouse and like certain friends that, you know, that I don't know, we connect better, like, and it's just more positive.
It's your tribe.
You collect these souls you get in your tribe. Not collect souls, but that's not ominous as fuck. Sorry.
No. I got what you mean.
We are all souls, and
we're
like,
all on the same.
Somehow we find each other and support each other.
We're all leaves on the same tree. Right. But I actually recommend you read The Untethered Soul.
I saw that you put that on your page, and I was like, that looks like a good book. I got so many good books for the holidays.
It's amazing. And I actually sent it to Paul because I want him to read it as well. But one of the topics that it talks about is about being open or closed to the universe, to that energy that you just spoke about, that energy of feeling like really filled up and joyous and enthusiastic when you're around certain people. But then feeling really drained and like just not okay and like closed when somebody does something that triggers you or that doesn't feel good. And really it's just a choice of like opening up to always feeling, you know, like things will make you feel bad, but don't close off to it. Cause if you close off to it, then you close off to that energy.
Right. I was just talking to a friend about that. We were talking about like more paranormal stuff and like whether we believe in it or not. And they were saying that, like, if you're closed off to it, you're never going to see it. You know, like, I made that same metaphor of, like, if you have that door closed, it's closed. Like, what are you
going to see? It's dark. There's nothing there. There's no light.
If you open it and allow for these, you know, divine beings to give you messages, I believe that we can all receive messages, you know? We just have to open that door. We have to be open to it, like you're saying.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.